All right. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of, I almost said the Horrible People's Podcast.
Oh, my
Turn
God.
Turn Tables Podcast.
I mean, kind of.
Awesome horrible people on the table.
I am your current DM, Alex Webster. With me, as always, we got Danny.
Howdy ho.
And Ruben.
Konnichiwa.
And James.
Hola.
And Connor.
None.
I saw you wind up for that too. Like I saw you like ready
wind up.
Oh man! All right, let's do a quick little recap. Last time on Turning Tables, our ascenders found themselves in Zorn, a surprisingly quaint city with a huge coliseum in the middle that prides itself on one event and one event only, and that is the Vengeance Trials, which all of you have been roped into against your will, meeting with the governor of Zorn, Mason. He has promised you safe passage through Zorn under the expressed condition that you complete the Vengeance Trials. So, begrudgingly, most of you agree and find yourselves at a iron gate that has just dropped. And with that, we are going to go straight into initiative order to keep track of who's going when and where.
God damn it.
Can I ask Sari something?
Wow.
As the gate's falling,
that's
sure.
That's impressive.
I might have rolled lower than you.
No, I rolled 2 11s.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Can I hold that really quick?
It's pretty impressive.
Hold what?
The dagger.
She looks at you. Make a persuasion check. How do you convince her?
How do I convince her?
Yeah, to part with literally the last remnant of her currently believed to be deceased husband.
Ooh. Yeah. Forgot about the implications, huh?
What about the implication?
You know, because of the implication.
I need this dagger in his honor. I rolled an 18.
She scoffs in your face.
I rolled an 18. I rolled an 18.
I understand, but also, like, it's persuasion, like, rolling high on persuasion is not an automatic they're going to bend to your will.
But I was really persuasive.
That's the dagger that you have? It's, like, his?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm saying that out of character.
I know.
Did you sneak anything else in?
What is happening?
She looks around. She looks at you. She looks at the guard. She's like, shut the fuck up.
Peanut gallery, can we concentrate? We have shit to do.
Is this like during evil speech?
This is literally during the evil monologue.
I'm gonna turn my attention to Kraft, say like, give me that piece of metal.
No, that's mine. I have, just stand by, youngin. You'll see what that's for.
How about you give me another one?
I don't just hold metal on me.
Okay. Let's roll some initiative.
All right.
I know what he's trying to do, and I love it.
He's just trying to kill that guard real quick.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, well, I have to roll for a lot of people, so give me, like...
By the gods.
She's literally grabbed all her d20s. Do you need to borrow some?
No, actually, I think I have enough.
Please let me give you this cursed d20.
It's gonna be a long edit.
I'll try to be quick about it, but yeah, we're gonna have to cut out some...
This is some Adventure Zone shit.
Do we have everything? Do we have all of our items?
No,
we
don't have any.
We don't have any of our items.
We don't have any of our items.
This is gonna determine who gets there first.
Or at least in what order.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Who's gonna have their shit first? No way.
I haven't touched it since I rolled it.
Okay, you're fucking leaving after this.
Okay. For the sake of brevity, I'm gonna make all of them go on one initiative.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's what we call a pro gamer move.
Brandon, Okay, so at the end of the last episode, I didn't get to paint a word picture, but basically you're in a giant coliseum, and at the north side of the coliseum, there is, like, immediate, thick, dense brush and, like, forest, and it, like, you can tell, without even an arcana check, you can tell that this has been an enchanted coliseum, because the forest goes almost impossibly further than the size of the Colosseum. Very much like a TARDIS, it's bigger on the inside type situation.
Cool. Remember that vine wall? Fuck.
So, Literally
whipped your ass.
Start with Amon.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
On the west side of the...
Wait, so are we bouncing back and forth between the initiatives even though we're not on the same side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God. Yeah. It's a dynamic encounter.
Yeah.
You're a dynamic encounter.
Thank Your you. Mom.
Your mom goes to college.
Your mom's a dynamic encounter.
Jeez.
Oh, my.
That sounds right. Like really bad.
So as mentioned, in the center of the Colosseum, there is a 15 by 20 foot circle square type thing, which is a pile of weapons.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with the logistics of that
and
when we get there.
And about how far is it?
85,
90
feet.
Siegfried's going to use the setting stone real quick to talk to Zarius.
Mm-hmm.
Stay together. Look for our weapons.
I don't know if Elias will listen to that, but I will do my best.
Let Elias do what Elias is going to do. You stay together with everybody. Look for our weapons. We'll be there.
See you there.
You said we'll deal with it when we're going to deal with it. We're dealing with it now. I am going to action dash and then use cunning action to dash again. So that's going to cover that 90 feet.
Beautiful.
Your boy's among the treasures.
Nice.
Okay, so...
Where's my shit?
You get there. Roll me a perception check.
Shit. 25.
Beautiful. So
give me the loot. Give me the loot.
So did you use your action and bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay, so the logistics for this is you can choose to spend your action or your bonus action to look for specifically your shit.
But can I see my shit?
Yes.
I won't pick it up.
Okay, but also, or you could roll a D100 right now
and just grab
something.
Ooh.
And I will not count it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to roll the deal. Wait, yeah. So it's
blindly grab.
So you have the choice. So this just goes for everyone. When you get to the pile, you have the option of either rolling a D100 and just getting something, and it doesn't cost your action or bonus action, or you spend your action or bonus action to look for your specific shit.
I don't like this Hunger Games shit.
At this point, I can't really get my shit
this
because I used all my
shit.
So I am fucking grabbing whatever I can.
Okay, roll me a
D100,
D100.
Sir. That's a flat 40. No, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot how D100s work.
Roll a D4, please.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Foudies and nines.
Foudy.
Foudy.
That is a tree.
Okay, you get you just grab a javelin.
Nice. Hell yeah.
So you now just
I know how to use one of those.
He's got a pokey stick.
Yeah, you just have a javelin.
It's a yeet boy.
Yeet boy?
And is that your go, sir?
That is all I can do, I think. Give me a second. I'm looking at all this shit I don't have. Yeah, that's all I can do.
Cool. Next up, let me see if I can... I'm
about to get hit by something.
You don't know.
It's a fucking fireball that comes and burns all our shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot how...
Krakatoa.
Krakatoa!
Shit. Okay. This is my first day on... There it is. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Next, we got...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay.
A bunch of crazy people.
God
damn it.
All at once. Okay. Starting off first, you see the half-orc.
Buff boy.
Action, bonus action, is still about 10 feet away. That's his turn. He's looking around, and he sees you pick up a javelin that he identifies as his.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That's
great. So he's got... You're...
I mean, he's 10 feet away.
You have time.
It's fine for now.
And then...
fuck.
Exactly the same. Behind you, Amon, the Shatter Kai... is fuck. On, like, next to you. Like, she just, like, sizes you up quickly, grabs something, and is fucking gone.
Wait, so she had all that movement?
She's not like, she made it to where you are.
Uh-huh.
And, but, she, like, yeah, she's a thing for hiding.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's gonna grab something. I'm gonna roll a...
She's gonna
roll. Can I roll to see what it is?
I mean, you can watch what she does.
I'm gonna watch what the hell she's doing. No, investigation?
Perception.
It disappears.
That's 19.
She slowly takes away.
Gone.
19.
Okay, you see her grab what looks like a bottle.
Okay.
A potion of some kind.
Oh,
not mine.
Do I recognize it to be mine?
Oh. No.
Cool.
It is not yours.
Cast Molotov.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm on fire.
She's got some drink.
Is it purple?
Starts pointing at her.
She got two.
Okay. That's two.
Rain it in.
The tiefling is still 30 feet out.
Ooh, really quick before you keep going. From where I'm standing, how far is that forest? Well, just so the rest of them
you're about too. 30 feet from the tree line.
Cool. All right. Damn, that bitch can move. All right.
She's fast as fuck, boy.
Yeah. And then our dwarf guy.
Mahogany.
Bonus action can only move about 50 feet. Like, he's a dwarf.
He's a stuffy white boy.
He's a lad. The half-elf. Also, it cannot get very far, and same with the Azamar. They can't fly.
I know, but he's the only one with, like, actual
wings. Yeah, Aarakocra's in the air. Easy is hovering over the pile and is going to grab something.
Things. He's grabbing things.
He's grabbing stuff.
Do you want to see what he grabbed?
Yeah, it's 14 to see what he got.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's easy enough. You're right there. He grabs some thieves' tools.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Bird's going down, everybody.
I didn't say who... and it might not be your thieves' tools.
I also had thieves' tools. He could have rolled my shit.
Someone's going down.
Okay, that is the champion's go.
Still with all my tools.
Crack, your go.
Okay, you said it's 85 feet away?
More or less, yeah.
So if I use... one action to dash, and then my regular movement, would I be able to get there in time?
Yes.
Okay. So you see, as soon as the gate opens and it's Kraft's turn to go, he rips his boot against the back of the spur, and like it explodes, the bottom of his boot starts lighting up, and he activates his winged boots. Doesn't take an action to activate my winged boots.
Okay.
And I cast Expeditious Retreat.
Okay.
And
so is that for your action?
Expedition Retreat is a bonus action.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And as part of it, I can take a dash.
Okay.
So I will use my bonus action to dash, my regular movement, as I fly. As soon as the thing opens, yeah, like almost like an explosion, launch myself through the portcullis. Yeah. Yeah, just black smoke and everything. And it'll coming out of one boot. And I will look for, specifically, I want my... all-purpose tool.
Okay. Easy enough, and that's your action?
That'll be my action to find it.
To find your stuff? Okay. Do you go into the... There's another flying person above the pile.
Well, if I have my stuff, can I... As soon as I have my stuff, it's just not as action, but just as, I guess, for flavor, as a show of purpose... I won't take the first shot, but as soon as I whip my stuff up, as part of the all-purpose tool, I slide it into this weird carved... It looks like, by itself, it just looks like a pistol grip.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I grab the all-purpose tool, it flips out and looks similar to a barrel, and I slide it into the pistol grip. and I'm just going to aim it straight up at him, kind of like a six shooter towards this direction, the Aarakocra.
Sure.
But I won't do it. I don't have any more actions, but just more as a show of force.
Mm. Okay. Sounds good.
Some like John Wayne shit.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, the Aarakocra, like, definitely is sizing you up.
Alrighty. Yes, bring it, bird shit. Boy. He's not one of our shit. Can you recognize if it's his or mine?
You recognize that he has your specific thieves' tools.
As long as I have the all-purpose tool, you can have them, but...
Okay, cool. That is Crafts go. Siegfried is next, and Zaris is on deck.
So, with my movement and my bonus action dashing, should be 80
feet. It's action dash.
Action dash, it's 80 feet. So,
yeah, 5 feet away.
5 feet away.
Yeah.
Right there. Am I in front of the buff guy? Or where are they in? Where are they by him? Who can I see?
The only ones that are next to me now are Kraft and Aarakocra.
Oh, okay.
No, Cantels and Buff Guy are there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Where's the Buff Guy?
He's 10 feet away.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. In front of him now?
You're gonna pass him.
Okay.
By 5 feet. He goes before you.
You are on opposite ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the only one that was by him was the chick that disappeared.
Yes.
And nobody else is by us.
No, no one else has made it to the pile except for the chick who disappeared and so the Aarakocra, the Shatterkai, Kraft, and Amon.
Okay, well, I'm right there.
And I'm just floating over it.
Yeah. So I'm right there. I obviously am close to him, and I'm just kind of like just clocking to make sure nobody's running up on us.
Okay.
But I am right there.
Sounds good. Zaris is going to wild shape.
Nice.
Into a dire wolf.
The wolfy girl.
It's like a regular wolf, but dire.
Well, May, would you say the circumstances are dire?
They
definitely would be. Actually, she's going to use two of her wild shapes to turn into an air elemental.
Straight up.
Oh, shit.
She's not fucking around.
She's a windy girl.
There it is. I was about to do it. I was like breathing out.
Beautiful. And is going to basically hold down the fort, like forever, and like basically is just holding on because as an air elemental, she can't rifle through her shit, and she has her.
But she's at the
she's thing. Over there with us.
Yeah, she has her daggers. That's literally the only thing she gives a fuck about. So she doesn't. She'll wait until the bloodbath is over to see if she can find her stuff.
So thus far, we have cream of the crop until these other guys decide to start beating our asses.
Yeah, the next round, it's not going to be
so
as forgiving. Elias, it is your go.
I'm going to do something stupid.
Nice. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. I'm going to manifest Echo.
Okay.
With a bonus action. So, boop, out comes Echo.
Okay.
But he's going to come out 15 feet away from me.
Oh, God. I know exactly what's about to happen.
Okay.
You know where he is?
Huh?
You know where he is?
The guard?
He's right next to the guard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to... backhand. he's gonna Snoop Dogg pimp slap him just boom.
Okay.
Like that.
Pimp make slick back.
Make an attack.
It's like a charcoal.
You gotta say the whole thing.
Oh
fuck.
That's what I said. Is it slip back?
No.
Let's see. It's a pimp name slip back.
15.
That'll do it. They're like, guards. They're not like fucking like.
Good luck, bro. I left.
Fuck.
Now, hold on. He made his attack, but it was just a backhand.
Uh huh.
But Elias now is going to make his movement and move 30 feet towards the pile.
Okay.
And the elemental is going to disappear.
You mean the echo?
The echo?
The echo is going to disappear.
Okay. He wasted his those actions just to slap a motherfucker.
He wasted his action. And then the guard, like kind of, like, holds his cheek for a second and, like, looks at you, like, narrows his eyes and just, like, kind of, like... like, he's, like, he kind of chalks it. Like, you can tell he's just, like, this bitch is going to die anyway. Who gives a fuck?
Just echo with a pimp
slap. I can't believe you wasted...
How many echoes do you
get? He gets really a lot. Many.
Okay. I can do it every it's just
every turn if it keeps disappearing.
Yeah, this is a bonus action. Yeah. So I'm 30 feet closer.
But you could also dash.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's what I did. I used my bonus action to summon the echo.
So but you can actually
slap his bitch ass.
Yeah, so he'd be only 60 he only moves
but
60
now,
feet.
Yeah,
yeah but I'm just saying like yeah. Well no, you're 30 feet away.
I've moved 30 feet. It's 30.
But you can
80.
Use your action to go 60 because you still have a regular action.
Would him be slapping
though?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
God damn it. He wasted an action and a bonus action to slap somebody.
Don't tell Zoom something.
I mean.
Okay. Back to the top of the order. Amon.
I'm going to look for my shit.
Okay.
That is a fucking deal. You said it was perception?
Yeah.
That's a dirty 30.
Whew. Yeah, you find, your, roll me a d6.
You know, I love it. Which one do I want to roll? I have so many now. It's a 1. Fuck.
You get your flame rate for your back.
Beautiful, that's all I wanted back.
That's all I ever wanted.
Alright, so that's gonna be my...
Get rid of all this other stuff, because I'm not looking for anything else.
Actually,
all these epic weapons. Nope.
I'm gonna.
Well, that's all I need is my.
I'm gonna literally like, not attack, but like kind of chuck the javelin back at that dude who apparently looked aggro about it. I'm gonna use my bonus action to look for another thing.
Throw me a spear.
Can I do that?
No.
Cool.
You can use your action or your bonus action. Doing both is like it was
cheap.
All right. Well, yeah. So I'm using. I was going to say that I was going to take my my bonus action to look. I am going to prepare a flame rapier strike at anybody who gets wild and up in my face, or if they happen to touch my shit.
Okay. So you just toss the javelin at him?
Like, literally take it. Like,
okay.
It's not even going to be an attack because he's 10 feet away. I'll throw it sideways at him. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, confused, because it's now their turn.
It's a half-orc.
Yeah, I buff scroll boy. Back up. Buff boy, kind of grabs it out of the air and just, like, looks at you and is just like, okay, puts it onto his back, continues forward. He is just going to grab randomly.
Oh, cool. Okay, man, go ahead, do your fucking thing. I have craft right next to me, right?
Above you.
I'm floating around.
You're within 5 feet?
Am I within 5 feet? No.
No, because you're flying, right?
I also don't have melee weapons.
Yeah.
I don't need you to have melee weapons. I just need you to be close.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah.
He grabs a bottle and for his action, slams it.
Oh. Did it look like my shit?
No.
Cool.
And he goes invisible.
Oh, shit. That's even better.
Keep it, man.
And then, you do not see what, the Shatter Kai does,
Because they went into the forest? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, they hid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Inky's hiding.
Mm-hmm. So, she grabs something, you can't tell what it is.
She's, like, swimming in the pile.
No, hold on, no. I'm specifically, like, keeping an eye out for this. Can I roll to see if I try it to, like, see it?
Sure.
I'm watching the shit. What am I looking for?
Just make a perception check.
It's still 13. I have an 11?
It's bad.
It's 13 bad. Is the lowest number I roll aside from a nat 1.
Yeah, she grabs 2 daggers.
Okay.
And you can tell that they are not yours.
Okay.
They were probably mine.
She can still take mine. Like, I'll use them.
Alright, keeping it moving real right quick. The tiefling approaches and grabs a book.
Okay, so does the tiefling want to die?
Ruben, mine? Ruben saying, "Who the fuck a warlock?" Kraft is like, "Cool."
Not a warlock.
He's a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, T-Blade.
And is going to bonus action Misty Step.
Is it my book?
It is not your book.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn.
It's not your book.
Your diet's
on nobody touch my fucking shit!
Yeah. I probably
should have taken that guy's book too.
My diet, Dr. Kelp.
My diet, Dr. Kelp.
Haven't you once thought of the customer?
Okay.
God, this
you
guy.
You call yourself a delivery boy? This guy stinks!
Oh man, this guy stinks. Sorry.
Oh, rain it in, guys. Rain it in.
We've already gotten to the SpongeBob references, we need to stop. Who's next and who's getting stabbed at some point?
Iron Misty steps into the forest.
Okay, cool. The wizard's gone.
Yeah.
What about this Aarakocra?
Yo, you're curious about the Aarakocra.
Well, he's the only guy in the air.
Dwarf? Still running. He gets there finally with an action, or with his movement and action dash.
He's stocky. He's a big boy.
Is he out of breath?
Oh, yeah. He's like true like Gimli fashion. Just like.
Deadly over short distances.
Yeah. Deadly, yeah. So what was it? Deadly over short distances. The half elf, however, is going to go for her shit and grab, you see her grab, a long sword.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so let's get that marked off. And she is looking around like she knows what the fuck's going on. And then the Azamar is going to go grab their stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Going
I know what's happening.
Under.
I just thought of something. God damn it.
Oh, great.
I'll tell Siegfried on my next turn.
It's the Hunger
Actually,
Games.
Maybe not, because it's going to cost an action, and I don't know if I want to do that.
Is going to stop, look up, see you, mm-hmm. Kraft. And is going to cast slow on you, Kraft.
Slow. What do I gotta do?
I believe it is a con save.
Con save. Okay, I gotta do the work that.
It's a wisdom saving throw.
That works too. That's only a 13, but I will also flash a genius that to make it a 17.
Okay, it does not.
That doesn't pass?
Nope.
Damn.
No, unfortunately. Close, but no cigar. So you are slow. You take a minus two penalty to AC and dexterity saving throw. You also cannot use reactions.
I'm in danger.
You can do an action or a bonus action. You can't do both. And regardless of your abilities or magic items, you cannot make more than one melee or ranged attack during your turn.
That's fine.
Okay.
How long does this last?
It's 1 minute.
Oh, fuck.
So?
So.
Our small boy is slow.
Our small boy is slowed, and
just in time for Aarakocra to attack me.
And now it is the Aarakocra's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to, on the way down towards the pile of things, is going to make two attacks against you with its talons. What's your AC?
Now it is 16.
Okay.
Jeez.
With the minus two.
Okay, the first one hits.
Okay.
The second one... it said 15?
16.
16? Second one misses.
Nice.
So you will take 7 points of slashing damage.
Slashing.
And for his bonus action, he is going to swoop in and grab one of his items as well. And with the rest of his movement, get away from you.
Okay.
Good.
Would I be able to get an attack of opportunity if he's gonna abandon ship?
He was above him.
Yeah, but if he has to come down and get his shit, and then lower.
I got something for his ass.
Well, it's a 15 by 20 foot pile of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not just like, it's not like a 5 by 5.
Oh, no, I thought it was just literally shit all over the ground.
No. It's like a pile of things. Yeah. Okay.
Talk a lot of shit, I hope I hit.
I got something for his ass.
I do, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, and that is our guy's craft.
So after I take this hit from the Aarakocra in slow motion, because I'm literally slowed, you see he reaches his hand out, and he lets a snap. And after the snap, you see from the pile, the tree trunk that was described earlier starts to shake, and then you're stands up on the roots of the tree trunk, and it has three concentric rings on the inside of the tree trunk, and they pop out. You see, it looks up. It has a distance of 120 feet. I'm imagining he's not that far, right?
No.
You see, it looks up, and all of a sudden a ballista shows up from the top of the tree, and launches a force ballista at this Aarakocra.
Okay, hell yeah.
Nope, not that one.
It's the rise of the machines!
No, it's not bad. That's only a 14.
That misses, unfortunately.
Because I'm screwed. Yeah, and I can't do
anything
more than
else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, it looked cool.
it looked dope as shit. You did, yeah, totally. Beautiful. That is Siegfried's go.
Where is this Aarakocra?
I would say on the, you're coming at it from the right side. You're coming at it from the left side, my mistake. And the Aarakocra is on the right side of the pile. What did you have in mind?
Is it on the ground?
No.
It's not reachable?
He's in the air.
Yeah. Nothing. I was going to tackle
that. Calm down so I can kill you.
I was going to tackle that son of a bitch.
Oh, no. If you wanted, you could tackle the half-orc.
Just get your shit.
He's invisible.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. He is invisible. My mistake.
Can I tackle him? Because I'll tackle him.
No, he is invisible.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to the table and try and get my great axe.
Okay, perfect.
Blessed with true sight for half a moment.
Right?
Tackles an invisible.
So you're going to use your action or bonus action to get your stuff?
I'm going to use my action to get my stuff.
Okay, roll me a d4.
A d4.
Please.
I got a 3.
Okay, you get your amulet of health back.
Okay, then. It's not what I wanted, but okay. And then I'm going to bonus action rage.
All right, love that.
He's angry.
He's ornery.
No toothbrush. Your boy is big again.
All right, Siegfried's go. Zaris is up, and Elias, you are next. Zaris is going to swing around to the largest, I guess, pile of other champions, and is going to do a whirlwind attack. So each creature on the elemental space must make a DC 13 strength saving throw. On a failure, the target takes 15 bludgeoning damage or 3d8 bludgeoning damage and is flung up to 20 feet away from the elemental in a random direction and not prone. For the sake of argument here, I'm going to say that those in her area of effect for this is going to be the Azamar, the half-elf, and the dwarf.
The fucking dwarf's worked his ass off just to get eaten. He's just gonna get eaten.
poor guy. The DC is pretty low, so I think they'll be okay. Okay. The dwarf is okay. The dwarf saves.
We're all low-key proud of him.
Low-key's I'm rooting for him.
The half-elf fails.
Nice.
Nice.
And... yeah.
As she stands up.
Yeah. And then the Azmar passes.
Damn.
So they will take...
How dare you roll d8s against yourself?
16 halved for those that passed, and then those who failed. The half elf is going to take 16 and is pushed back prone 20 feet away.
Jeez.
There we go. That is Zaris's go, and she's going to be holding down that corner. Elias, it is your go, my friend.
Just literally action, bonus action, get to the pile. Because okay. I'm 55 feet away. So I should be on it now.
Yes. So you would use your movement and then your action to dash.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use your bonus action to look for your shit, should you choose.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. If I look for myself, I have to roll... for it?
No. So you basically can automatically look for your stuff, but I'm going to make you roll for like what specific item you pick up. So okay. You can't just like, you know, it's like, oh, I recognize something is mine and I'm going to grab it. Not necessarily taking the time gotcha. To like be like, I specifically am looking for my axe or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bonus action then to...
Okay. What are you looking for? Or like, you're looking for your stuff?
Looking for my stuff.
Beautiful. Roll me a d8, please.
Shit do you have?
He's a lot of shit.
He's a lot of shit. It
is. One.
You get your javelins back, all three of them.
Hit the bird!
I still smite with the javelin.
Oh god. It's the least I wanted.
And we are back at the top of the order with Amon.
Bonus action, looking for my shit.
Alright.
What am I rolling, d6?
Yeah, let me pull up your list. Roll me, d6, please.
That's a 3.
Okay, you get blissfully, thank God, you get your deck of many things.
Let's fucking go. I need one more thing that I really wanted there. beautiful.
And for all intents and purposes, I'm not going to make you roll to look for, like, your priest pack or your dungeoneer's pack. Like, let's just say you get them. It's fine. I'm not going to, like... How disappointing would that be to be like looking?
Souls are
but what about Elias's incense?
No,
I need my incense, damn it.
Yeah, he needs his incense.
I need my tinder.
Amon starts chanting behind him.
I require my blanket. My sacred blanket.
But also, my thieves' tools are part of my burglar's pack.
That's different, you know.
And I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna hold my main action in case somebody touches my shit.
Right.
They're gonna get the touched. Tip.
Just the tip?
Just the tip, but it's gonna burn.
Okay.
Should get that checked out.
Hell yeah. Wait, you guys have started getting your shit now, right?
Yeah.
Cool, so now they're near me. Now I get some sneak attack.
There you go.
Alright, it is our champions go.
I just don't want to touch my shit.
About to get beat up again.
Okay, starting from the bottom now right here. Arakocra. makes eye, like he's just like, that wasn't very nice, was it? And is going to swing at you.
Oh, God.
With his great sword that he picked up.
What's your name?
Tony!
So that I can say it when I kill you.
He's going to make... Actually...
Oh, gods.
Let's see... It's crazy when you're playing 8 characters in one combat, guys.
No one told you to do that.
I didn't think of the logistics.
Reap what you sow.
I did not think of the implications.
Welcome to my world, jackass.
I didn't.
Your bed.
I didn't.
You're sleeping in it.
The implications of it.
The implications. They can't say no because of the implications.
Because of the implications.
Because of the implications.
Okay, make me a wisdom saving throw, please, sir.
Me?
Yes, sir.
God damn it. That's wisdom. Ugh, I am rolling like garbage. That is only a 7.
Oh, dude, I am so sorry. Okay.
Is he double slowed?
No.
Super slowed.
You are now charmed.
Oh my gosh.
And a twisted crown of jagged iron appears on your head. He has cast Crown of Madness on you. Thanks. And the charmed creature must use his action before moving on each turn to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that I choose. The target can act normally on its turn if you choose no creature or if none are within its reach. Subsequent turns, you must use your action to maintain control over the target or the spell ends. And you can make a wisdom saving throw at the end of each of your turns.
So I have to make an attack before I can do anything?
Yes.
Okay. The good thing is he has a negative to attack.
It's
a physical
true.
Attack. And I can't move anywhere. So I'm flying. So
yeah. So that is his go, and he just flies away.
Flies away?
He flies, he swoops back down, or he kind of does a quick little once over, realizes there's nothing there that he wants, and he is out of there. He actually circles back towards our fallen Azamar friend, who has been hit by the wind, but was not knocked over by it or anything. And takes a look at the air elemental that Zaris is, and is going to cast Witch Bolt at the air elemental. So I have to fight myself real quick, sorry guys.
Wait, the Harakakra or the
No, the Azamar.
Okay,
we moved,
cool.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on.
But go ahead, fight yourself.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Cut my life into pieces.
Okay, let's say for the just roll. For the sake of brevity here. Hit.
Do you hit yourself?
I beat the shit out of myself.
Nice.
She expends the spell energy towards Zaris.
She's unaffected.
And she's completely unaffected.
Nice.
By it. And the Azamar just looks fucking pissed, and her eyes just kind of fill with like this rage, and she is going to prepare something, but she can't do it yet, and that is her go. The half elf who was affected is knocked over prone. She's going to use half her movement to get up from prone, and she is going to
she's gonna emote.
Oh, not, every time I come in, I can't even. I
figured you couldn't. I was just being
she's
dramatic.
Got a Fortnite emote.
I was like, why did you stop?
No. She's going to point at the dwarf who.
Oh, is, so they're not friends.
No, point at the dwarf and say, hurry up, you've got this. We are in battle.
Oh,
and
they
give
are
him
friends.
Bardic inspiration.
She's a bard! Is the Azamar you said?
No, this is the half elf.
The half elf.
Yeah, this is Braids.
Braids
with
is
the long sword.
Yeah.
What the hell?
She's a very specific
she's a
kind of bard.
Girl. I don't know what she is. Just the hell.
The dwarf will continue forward. Use his. Finally get to his pile of stuff, and you see him pick up a hammer.
Is it hammer time?
It's something. And that is his go from out of the woods.
Oh, God.
Something happens you're not sure what. Don't worry
nice.
About it. And then finally, the Shatterkai comes out from hiding and is going to make an attack from hiding on you.
Mm-hmm.
And is going to use her assassinate feature.
Yeah, oh, God.
On you, uh-huh. And is going to make two short sword attacks.
Amy Lee's an assassin!
With you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, not a short sword, rapier. Does an 18 hit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's one. And 27 for the other.
Jesus. By the gods!
So that is.
Give me a big number.
Because that's sneak attack because of assassinate.
Yeah, oh, I know.
So she gets 76.
70. Oh, sorry. I thought you said 76. And I was like, first of all, I saw no dice rolling there. I don't know what the hell you think this is.
Dice roller.
Yeah. Right? I have exactly 76s, so.
Quick maths.
Oh, that's a lot of ones. You got real fucking lucky.
I was going to say, God bless, she's not good with D6s.
Lucky. That is only 17 from sneak attack.
Okay.
And then...
I've already subtracted, so give me whatever else you're going to do from there.
Okay, and then with the just actual weapon damage, 16 additional from the rapier.
So how dare you pick something that uses D8s for damage?
And as she, like, swipes at you...
Uh-huh.
She just says, you shouldn't be here.
The hell?
And...
Do I know you, mister?
And she's going to bonus action disengage.
Can I hit you with a hard please hold? Because I'm pretty sure my paladin friend here has a thing that can hit things when they enter a bubble that...
Are you guys on each other?
I thought he was in the bubble. Because he's getting his shit.
It's like a large pile. It's not like... And you guys didn't go together, so you are on opposite sides of the pile.
Fuck. All right, well...
Yeah.
Cool. Disengage, but did she move?
She
moved in.
She moved in and then disengaged. She's only going to be able to move about 10 feet back.
Cool.
So she does that. And then finally, our half-orc... guy who is invisible but did even though he took that potion, he scopes out Siegfried,
the biggest dude on the block.
It's prison yard logic. He's finding the biggest motherfucker he can. Let me make sure
he's gonna eat something at him.
Yeah, he's gonna make a javelin attack. So, what's your AC, my friend?
15.
Good thing you're raging already.
Yep.
Somehow, by the grace of God, he misses. But his invisibility drops.
Good!
And you see a javelin fall right next to you, and he's just like, huh? And that is their go. Crap. You are fucked up, but it is your go.
So what's the logistics? I don't have anyone near me to attack.
So you can do is make a melee attack, right? I would say the first impulse you would have would be, since there's no one near you, I would say that doesn't apply.
Okay, so do I still have an action and or a bonus action?
You can do one or the other. You can't do both because it's slow.
Now, if I reach over and I touch myself and cast Dispel Magic, would I have a bonus action after?
Would Dispel Magic...
Anything lower than a third level stops.
Crown of Madness is second level, so you're fine. Yeah, sure. Which one do you want to dispel? The slow or the Crown of Madness?
I guess I can mitigate Crown of Madness by not being anyone near anyone. I'll just be angry in the air.
Okay.
So I'll do slow.
Okay.
So would I have a bonus action after?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to give, with my bonus action, give the order to the turret, and I'll have it shoot the Azimar who hit my boy over here.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I got hit by the Shatterkai.
Shatterkai, that guy.
Okay, by her?
Whoever stabbed him.
Okay, yeah, the Shatterkai, yeah.
Nat 20.
Let's fucking go!
Let's go!
So that's going to be a total of...
Get some. 76 damage.
No, it's 3d8s doubled, so 68s anymore.
68.
So, not bad. I got 32 points of damage, force damage, and they will be pushed 10 feet away.
All right. She is pushed 10 feet further back, and she takes that damage.
And that's all I can do.
Beautiful. Siegfried.
I'm just mad.
So, me and Abon are by each other, right? Because we ran out from the same side. Yeah. Now he's by us as well.
He's above the... He's above us. He's flying.
He's above, you're above us.
Just super pissed.
Okay. So, we're still able to grab our stuff? Or are we not doing that?
You
or?
Absolutely can. Whatever you want.
Okay.
But he has a dude on him.
Yeah.
No, because he
threw it from
the javelin. He threw the javelin.
Yeah.
How far is that guy away from me?
15 feet.
Okay. Can I bonus action grab my great axe?
Sure. Yeah. I will say, because you don't have a lot of shit to begin with, you can just grab it.
Sweet. Oh, you motherfucker. Alright.
I'm assuming you don't give a fuck about your short sword.
I'm pretty sure he has the least amount of shit.
Yeah, yeah, I really do. No, I don't.
He had the amulet of health, his great axe, and like a short sword.
I literally picked that up and I just have it in my inventory and I never dropped it, so I could give a fuck about that short sword. Anyway, guess what? I'm hitting the big boy.
Fuck him up, dude.
Attack number one.
Okay.
Where's my money?
I forgot he has like my
money?
Yes.
No, that's probably not going to hit. That is, raging. That is 14.
That misses, unfortunately.
Son of a bitch. That is a nat 20, baby.
Yes. Fuck yes.
Everybody's getting nat 20s tonight.
Yes. All right, so that would be two d12s.
Not you.
You jinxed it, bro. Next verse is we have nat 20.
18 points of damage.
All right.
To delicious.
The boy.
Here comes the boy.
And I will be frenzying after this point.
Beautiful.
Mother effer.
Damage. So, you smash the shit out of this guy. And he, like, looks at you and, like, clocks that you're raging. And, like, he, like, just, like, lets out this, like, roar. And you get the impression that you two are very similar.
He's a barb.
Let's see.
Let's go.
Boy.
It is Zaris's turn.
Yay, the windy girl.
Okay, she's going to...
The manic pixie girl.
the wind girl. She is going to roll to recharge whirlwind. And she does, somehow.
Let's go. Don't ask questions. Just let it happen.
Nani? As Alex kills off all of her NPCs.
Dude, that would fucking blow. I spent so much time making them.
We didn't do anything. It's just Alex killing her own NPCs.
Killing my own creations.
I feel like God.
Okay, chill. Oh, fuck. Alright, she's going to do the same thing again. She's going to use the whirlwind feature.
Is she
going to
whip it?
She's going to whip it good.
Real good.
Hell yeah.
And she is going to do that again.
Do it again.
So it's going to be this, the dwarf, the half-elf.
They're racing.
The Azamar.
Nice.
And not the Arakocra?
He's gone.
He's flowing. He's not, right, he's right. Not
else
there.
I would have shot him. Nat 20 on him would have felt real
okay. It would have felt real good. Alright, starting with the Azamar. That is a fail.
Nice.
That is a fail.
Nice. Bibbidi bobbidi.
That is a succeed. Ooh. For the dwarf. Once again, he is a stout, like, he is a stout motherfucker.
He's close to the ground.
He's like, fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. And that is 3d8.
Testify.
9. Yeah, only 9 points of damage. And of bludgeoning damage, but they are both pushed 20 feet away.
Czar pile.
Yeah, you guys are holding it down real, like, better than I think you guys think you are. And that is Zaris's go with Elias next.
So it's, I can take a bonus action and an action to locate my stuff?
No, you either or. Like, so basically you can't use both your action and your bonus action to look for your shit. You have to pick either or.
Okay, gotcha. Shit. Okay, well, I'll take the risk. I'm going to use a bonus action.
Okay.
To look for my stuff.
Beautiful. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my belt.
Okay.
You must be strong.
Forgot you had that fucking hill giant.
Roll a d6 for me, please.
5.
Okay. Nice. You find it.
He got it.
I'm strapped up. Okay. I still only have a javelin. Can you describe, because it's been a while, like,
Don't.
Where I am and what's around me.
Yes.
Because I've come from the other side.
Yes, 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 yes. So you are coming from the...
other side. The French side.
East side.
Strong side!
Ah!
French side! Strong side!
Sorry, remember the times.
I remember.
So you're so what are you looking for specifically? Or just like what's around?
I want to kill something.
Understood.
I'm looking for something to hit.
Something to hit? Or yeah. You find, because...
there's a fucked up Shatterkai next to us.
There's a Shatterkai, but that's on the other side. And then on your side is the three Azamar, the half-elf, and the dwarf. Okay. Two of whom have been knocked over and are prone. The Azamar and the half-elf.
If they're prone, do I get any benefit?
You get advantage on attacks against them.
Even with the javelin, which is a range.
You can take a melee attack.
You
with
can
the
take
javelin.
A melee attack.
Oh,
yeah.
I can.
Okay. I mean, you'd have to go up and like, but you're not throwing it, so it's not ranged. But yeah, you could use the javelin to attack them if you want.
And then the
pretty much.
It's a D6.
Aarakocra is in the air.
It's in the air. Yes.
And how far away am I from each one of these foops?
You would have to go back because both the Azamar and the half elf have been pushed back 20 feet, so they're 20 feet away from like the center of the.
So I'd have to leave the block of crap. Mm-hmm. Okay. How far away is the Eric Cocker in the air?
He's gone.
No, he's in the air.
But he took off.
He took off like further, like basically like towards the forest. Like he's still in the air, but he's just like farther, far away.
Oh, how far?
Let me look.
Was he 120 feet away? What a shot is
back in my day, he's just sling a football right over their mouth.
I had a terrible idea.
25
too.
Feet.
25 feet?
Mm-hmm. And like into the tree line. So I would say probably three-fourths cover.
Dude, I'm going to take the... I'm going to fling a javelin at him.
Okay, do you know how cover works?
He's in cover.
The AC goes up because he's in the trees.
He's a 3/4 cover, so he has a +5 bonus to his AC.
You can't see him.
Can't see him. Okay. And then one more time. How far away are the prone ops?
I'll say probably like 20 feet from you, or 25 feet from you.
Okay, and the dwarf, the...
The dwarf is at the pile. The dwarf is right there. But
no, he's still
he
standing.
Is still standing.
Okay.
And if you kill my guys before you even learn their names, I'm going to be pissed.
Just right before we kill them, we'll
the
ask
them. Azamar and the half-elf?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate elves.
Wow! This is news to the group?
No, I just don't like elves.
Wow.
I don't like elves.
Yeah, there's
fantasy racism! It took us how long? 28 episodes?
I disclosed it at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Because he's a orc main.
There's been a lot of moves, and I'm a little tipsy, but did any of them make attack rolls and hit any of my troop?
The Azamar has been casting spells, but...
They're the one who slowed me.
But there is
He's the one that slowed you?
She. Yeah.
Okay, I'm hitting the Azamar.
Okay.
I'll just, like, I don't know, I've...
Run and stab.
He's with my group. I'm gonna fling it. I'm not gonna run and stab. I'm gonna hurl
it.
The javelin, because I want to stay.
She's prone.
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
They have you have disadvantage because they're flat on the floor. Because they're flat
on
the floor.
Yeah. So basically, if you go up and try to like hit her with the javelin, then you have advantage. But if you were to try to throw it, you would have disadvantage because she's prone.
But then I'm leaving the pile of weapons.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Choices have to be made.
Okay, I'm going to stay on the pile of weapons.
If you want to try throwing it, the Aarakocra is in the forest with 3/4 cover, so they do have
or
a
the
huge...
dwarf is just standing there.
Or the dwarf, but the dwarf hasn't done anything to anyone yet.
Yeah.
So, those are
the
your
dwarf
options.
Has been encouraged, though.
A decision has been made.
He could be our friend.
I'm going to risk it, and I'm going to hurl the javelin where I am at the Azmar.
Okay.
Who has slowed my friend.
All right. So you're going to do that with disadvantage.
Yeah. Don't fail me now.
Wow.
I rolled 19, and then I rolled a 3.
Oh.
So, well, with what modifier do I use for air attacks?
It's dexterity. It's
dex,
yeah. 4.
Wait, but you're proficient.
I don't think it's going to add that much. Another 4.
I mean, still okay, plus, still 8. 11. It's 8. More than 10.
Yeah, 8 with proficiency.
That hits.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let's go.
Walker.
But she's going to use her reaction to cast shield.
God.
So I get another attack?
You don't have another javelin.
Okay.
No, he has 2. You said he picked up 3.
Oh, you did. You picked up all 3 of your javelins, so you do.
You did it again. So you do it again. Fuck it.
No, the shield stays up until the end of their next turn.
There's other people there.
I can't. Well,
isn't McBeefy there still? Fucking eye to eye.
They're on the other side. We're on the other side.
Yeah, he hasn't moved towards us.
It's like sick. He could throw a javelin. He ain't gonna be there to throw a javelin at him.
Can he see us?
Over the pile of stuff?
Is it that big?
No, it's not that big.
Can he throw a javelin at McBeefy?
There's only one McBeefy here, and it's this guy.
Do you think Elias has the weapon know-how, that he knows how to throw a javelin to arc over and toward something? Like, he could, like, Kobe it.
Dude, Elias is a elite-trained warrior and noble-born, so you tell me if that is...
Sure.
I mean, but do paladins do, like... That's more of a finesse weapon.
I know. You tell me.
Yeah.
I'm asking, as your character, do you feel like he would be able to do that?
I think he's... I mean, he's...
I don't think so. Okay.
I think he's trained enough with the javelin.
I'm sure he's trained enough with the javelin to know how to throw one and throw one accurately, but in terms of, like...
Like a blind shot?
This is an argument for advantage... Or this is an argument for a straight throw or disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
I think Elias is better with his pole arm.
Okay.
Than with a javelin. I think that's just...
I appreciate the honesty. It's gonna still be with disadvantage.
It's fine.
But I appreciate the honesty.
So I'm kind of like clocking the shield and then I kind of...
Is Ruben biting his tongue about something?
He's scared.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I might hit you. That sucks.
That sucks.
That's too bad. Yeah. I know, right? I think Elias is having fun.
Yeah.
Like I don't think he understands kind of like the gravity of the situation right now.
Sure.
So he just bitch slapped a guard before coming up. So I'm just gonna hurl the javelin.
With disadvantage.
Woo! So, 15.
Wow!
Plus
all your bullshit.
It hits. Yeah. It hits.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Takes craft out of the sky.
Roll that damage.
It's a d6, right? It's a javelin. Yes.
Javelin is a d6, yes.
Plus your strength.
Okay, cool. So, 8.
8. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. That's that.
Beautiful spiral.
And at the top of our order, what happens like simultaneously, the whirlwind that threw, I actually should have said this earlier, but I totally forgot, through our, let's say our, because you aimed at our Azimar friend, right?
I did.
Originally? Okay. The half elf gets thrown back and suddenly... The ground falls out from under her, from where she steps.
Oh shit! Like on purpose?
Like there are pitfalls on the ground, and you don't know where you're stepping.
Oh god damn!
And she is going to make a strength save real quick to keep herself from falling down a pitfall.
I'm happy to be flying right now.
And she scrambles and tries to hold on, like, to get purchase, and her nails just drag on the ground as she falls down this pitfall. And 30 feet up in the air, a portal opens up, and she falls right back down into the ground next to it, taking 66 bludgeoning damage. Nice.
66?
Yep.
Holy crap.
So D6 for every 10 feet.
D6.
Oh, 66. I was like, 66?
66?
She fell for a while.
Yeah.
It's still falling.
Unfortunately high for me.
She's gonna kill her own characters.
15.
I mean that the most innocent way. Kill yourself.
She takes 22 points of bludgeoning damage as she falls, and like you hear like a bone crack.
Oof. Yeah, that's a hard hit.
You guys are not. There is more than just what meets the eye. So on that note, at the top of the order, we're going to call it tonight. It's getting late. So, Amon, think of your options.
I mean, hold on. Let me put some stars next to shit I want to find.
Okay. So we'll call it there. There's still items of... There's... Zara still needs items from the thing. No one has thought to try to grab her shit while she's, like, as a... As
if we kill everyone, we get the whole pile.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my thought process.
You want to try to kill everyone?
At least enough till they have to run away.
Okay.
We will kill them until they die.
And then there's also items that don't belong to anyone. Mm-hmm. I will give you a hint there.
Cool.
That are I'm aware.
We figured as much.
I have my two dangerous items.
So we'll call it there. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Join us next time where we hopefully resolve the very first trial of the Vengeance Trials. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop, and you can follow my other podcast here on the Horrible People's Network. It's the Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about scary movies, and everyone here has been on it except for Connor, but that's okay, because he doesn't do scary movies.
I do some scary movies.
Okay.
Just not super scary.
He does a scary movie.
He does a single
like,
scary movie.
As soon as, like, you're, hey, I'll watch a scary movie with you, we ruin your night like we did to Ruben twice.
Oh my gosh. You need to talk to my brother, by the way, about Skittering. So that's where you can find me, Danny.
Hello, you can find me on all the socials at Wrathchild714. Follow my podcast, Hops and Notes, at Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram. We are under the Horrible People's umbrella. Yeah, man. I don't know. That's all I got. Ruben.
Hello there. My name is Ruben. You can find me on Instagram at REC Matrix. I am the blue collar sad boy. I like music. I like anime. I like the gym. And amongst other things. You can also follow my other podcast, Plot Armor Plus.
Hey!
Where I watch weird animes. I recently just watched a soccer one. And one that's basically how it's made... The anime. So
how it's made the anime.
It's quite actually I really like it. But but yeah, if you wanna hear about those, give me a listen. If not, don't.
That's cool too.
This is, you know, choices. Life is choices.
Life is choices indeed.
James?
Sorry, I was just doing a massive yawn.
Massive.
Sorry, it was so boring.
Massive yawn. I am also part of the Horrible People's Network in form of the NPC Gaming Podcast, where we talk about gaming news. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft, and we predict the future of gaming, because that's how good we are. If you like gaming, go give us a listen. You can find us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. And also, if you follow the Horrible People's Network, they will post about when our episodes are out, so pay attention to that. And that's it, Connor.
Hey.
He's just excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here. You know?
For the
years. Can't wait for the next time.
Yes, I'm very excited. For the next episode of Dragon like Ball Z.
For the next four sessions, it's going to be me and the big boy screaming.
Just at each other?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's not even a fight, just who can scream louder. Yeah.
As soon as I hit that Shatter Kai with my fucking sneak attack damage. This is a lot of dice, by the way.
All right, yeah. Let's call it. Bye, guys.
Bye.